23rd Sunday, a reading from the Book of Wisdom. What human being indeed can know the plans of God? And who can comprehend the will of the Lord? For the reasoning of mortals is weak, our plans prone to failure. For a perishable body presses down the soul, and this tent of clay weighs down the mind with its many cares. It is hard enough for us to work out what is on earth, hard to comprehend what lies within our reach. Who then can trace what is in the heavens? And who could ever have known your will had you not given wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from on high? Thus have the paths of those on earth been set right, and people have learnt what pleases you and have been saved by wisdom. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. You turn people back to dust and say, "Return, O children of Adam, to your eyes 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, or like a watch in the night." In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. You sweep them away like a dream, like grass which is fresh in the morning. In the morning it springs up fresh, by evening it withers and fades. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. Then teach us to number our days, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Turn back, O Lord, how long? Show pity to your servants. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. At dawn, fill us with your merciful love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Philemon. This is Paul writing, an old man, and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus. I am appealing to you for my child, whose father I have become during this imprisonment, namely, Onesimus. I am sending him, that is, my own heart, back to you. I should have liked to keep him with me. He could have served me on your behalf in this imprisonment for the gospel. But I want to do nothing without your consent, so that your good deed may not be forced on you, but may be voluntary. For perhaps he was separated from you for a time, for this very reason, that he might be with you forever, no longer as a slave, but as more than a slave, a dear brother, especially dear to me. But how much more to you, both on the natural plane and in the Lord. So, if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would me. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Let your face shine on your servant and teach me your laws. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Great crowds accompanied Jesus on his way, and he turned and spoke to them. Anyone who comes to me without hating father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. No one who fails to carry the cross and come after me can be my disciple. And indeed, which of you here, intending to build a tower, would not first sit down and work out the cost, to see if you had enough to complete it? Otherwise, if you laid the foundation and then found yourself unable to finish the work, anyone who saw it would start making fun of you and saying, "Here is someone who started to build and was unable to finish." Or again, what king marching to war against another king would not first sit down and consider whether with 10,000 men he could stand up to the other who was advancing against him with 20,000? If not, then while the other king was still a long way off, he would send envoys to negotiate peace. So, in the same way, none of you can be my disciple without giving up all that you own. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.